This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, Steve Palazzolo, one of our favorites, 33rd team. Before that, he was a longtime analyst for Pro Football Focus. And Pro Football Focus, as it often does, runs afoul of Steelers fans a few times a year. And Steve, your former cohorts did on Sunday with their evaluation of Aaron Rodgers' play. They had him as the 26th rated quarterback, a grade in the 50s. They thought Cam Ward and Bryce Young were better than Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. What's your take?
It's no longer grades.
Well, yes, we know that. That's why I said 33rd team and not Pro Football Focus.
I know. Fine. I'll try my hand at this. I think we had some DMs, right, Pony, talking about it.
Yes.
I think you look at the four touchdowns and the no interceptions with Rodgers, and clearly, and as a Steelers fan, like, you shouldn't even care that much about the individual grade. Like, be happy you won. But you see the four touchdowns and no interceptions, you're feeling good, but PFF's going in and saying, okay, what's the quarterback's contribution to these plays? There's a tap pass, there's a wide-open Jaylen Warren touchdown, so that's two. And just for argument's sake, you take away those two touchdowns and he only has two left, we'll say. You don't have the same emotional response, you know, if those were just actual handoffs or whatever it is and they're running touchdowns, right? You don't have the same emotional response to Aaron Rodgers' game. Then you add in the fact that he had that panic throw under pressure thrown right to the defense. That was awful. That was really bad. That was as bad. That was actually worse than one of the actual interceptions that Bryce Young threw. And the other one, he threw another one right to the defense. And then if you add in even the other touchdowns, they were well schemed up. Nice plays. Ben Skoranek over the middle, Calvin Austin behind the defense. They were wide open. I think they were more coverage plus than anything, but they're fine. And so, again, if you just handed Rodgers two interceptions on those two drops, take away two touchdowns that were just easy and, you know, any QB in the NFL can make, he's got two touchdowns. He has two picks. It's just a different conversation. He didn't play any differently. It's just a different conversation. You're not as upset about that. So those are just a few plays to show where the discrepancies might be. Then you add in, say, a DK Metcalf 30 yards after the catch on a drag, another 15 yards on a screen. Like, those things add up, and you're not balancing out those plays with a bunch of other great throws or great throws that were dropped that didn't show up in the box score. So I think that's probably where it comes out. You know, that's where it comes out.
Steve, I don't know if I ever asked you this when you were working for PFF, but I'm sure you've got many of the formulas and other things hardwired into your brain. He was charted as having no big-time throws and one turnover-worthy play, so the panic throw under pressure that you described right there. Is there like a, I don't want to say like hard and fast, but is there some sort of steady rubric for what constitutes a big-time throw? And I used this example when we had a PFF guest on yesterday or 2 days ago and really ran him, you know, under the broiler. He throws a couple bullet passes across the middle to pretty tight windows to a Freiermuth on a 3rd and 10 on the first drive of the game to keep the drive moving. and the ball to me is right on target, right where it's got to be, reasonably tight window, why would that not qualify as a big-time throw, but some other stuff would, where maybe the ball's only thrown 10 more or 5 more yards in the air, for example?
Yeah, they try to have some consistency with how it goes. There is a little bit of a distance component. You know, most big-time throws are going to be over 15-plus yards. Sometimes you have tight red zone type of throws that are only 10 air yards, and you might get the big-time throw in there. The big-time throw, because they're putting a plus-minus grade, plus 0.5, plus 1, plus 1.5, anything plus 1 or higher is a big-time throw. And it's a tricky process, right? So sometimes you have a game or a throw where we would joke, oh, man, that's a 0.75. We don't have a 0.75, but that's a 0.75. Like, it's right in between, but you got to go with what historical precedent was. Hey, we have usually called this a 0.5 historically, or we've usually called this a plus 1. And there's some debate about them, but you try to come to as objective of a decision as you can. So, yeah, there's a rubric. There's a historical precedent. You go back, and sometimes you say, hey, here's a 15-yard deep out that's pinpoint. How have we done this in the past? Let's take a look. And you try to make it as consistent as possible. So that's their goal. But yeah, sometimes there are plays that are really close to being a big time throw that just don't necessarily get that tick box.
Steve, you're not working for them anymore, so I'm not going to ask you a grade specific question, but you still watch every quarterback in every game and you evaluate these guys, and you probably have in your mind, okay, this was a great performance. This was good. This was average. This was below average. This sucked. Like, when you watch the NFL in week one, would you say, taking everything into account, that Aaron Rodgers turned in a below-average quarterback performance? Because that's what his ranking at PFF would say.
I wouldn't say below average. I mean, I think I would have a different emotional response. I know they said one turnover-worthy play. I thought there was another one that maybe was more of a miscommunication, the one that he threw, and I think he should have had two picks. I really think if those two passes get caught, I know people, I get yelled at all the time. It's not a what if, it's what. But when you're trying to identify and isolate the player, you're just isolating what they did. That pass, the one that Brandon Stevens dropped, I'd have to go back and watch. It could have been a pick six. I mean, it was bad. It was right through to him. We are all having a different conversation if that's caught and returned. I think it was an average performance. I thought it was
fine.
So if
you were to put a letter grade on it, what would you do? Like, if you're now Steve Palazzolo, the professor with a red pen.
Yeah. Okay. Good. C plus, B minus. It was all right. I thought he had command of the offense. I honestly really think Arthur Smith was the bigger story. Not so much Arthur, but their cohesion, right? I mean, I think Rodgers brought his offense to the Jets, and he threw so many tight window throws. Nothing was schemed up. It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel modernized. It didn't feel like there were any easy buttons. And I would come away encouraged this weekend that there was a wide open Ben Skowronek, and that they had Calvin Austin behind the defense, and that he did have some free yards after the catch and some free touchdowns. And I would be encouraged by that, because I think Rodgers is going to play better. And I think he is going to hit more tight window throws when he needs to. And in this particular game, they pressed a few more easy buttons than I've seen Rodgers press in a few years now. So I'd be more encouraged by that rather than caught up in the actual performance of Rodgers.
Steve, I know, like, this has always been kind of a weighty thing over at PFF. And I know you would have obviously dealt with it when you worked there. But one of the things that I was thinking of, if I were making an argument why he deserved a better grade than he got, was this. It sort of dovetails with the Arthur Smith stuff. The plays where they scored touchdowns to Skowronek and Austin are the same play. I've watched cut-ups of it, and he made a different choice each time based on how the Jets reacted. He made a couple checks at the line. You talked about the cohesion he had with Smith. How much did PFF ever, as part of the grading system, factor in what a quarterback might do pre-snap, or the adjustments that he would make, and like try to figure out if a quarterback checked into a good play and tried to have that affect their grade versus maybe check into a bad play or not check into a play that they should have?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
PFF did not try to do that.
Okay.
We had the same Aaron Rodgers discussion back in 2015. It was week three. You might remember this. Rodgers threw five touchdowns and no picks. It was the same discussion. I was making the rounds the whole day defending why PFF gave Aaron Rodgers an average grade. And it was a similar discussion. Three of his touchdowns were easy. He threw passes in the flat where guys had to run through contact and break tackles to get those touchdowns. And he threw a pass to the defense, and he had a fumble. And everything went his way. And I think that's the bigger thing that happens with, say, a PFF grade and the results. Sometimes all of the breaks go that quarterback's way. And you can say, hey, Aaron Rodgers, he's making his breaks, and he's making the calls, you know, at the line. And there's, of course, elements of that, and no grade or number is going to capture everything. But I do think over time, if you're a quarterback getting into the right play, making the right calls, and then executing the throw, it's going to show up in the grade, but or the data. Anything in a small sample size is going to be tricky, right? And so it's one game, and so maybe PFF misses a few of those pre-snap things, but it's a one game setting, and you know that's just a sample size issue.
Steve, be honest with me, just give it to me straight here. How much of this, as you're hearing Andrew and I do a friendly interrogation of you on this, do you think is scar tissue from the fact that over the last several years we've watched bad Russell Wilson, meh Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett, and Mitch Trubisky quarterback this football team?
Don't forget about Mason.
He did a good job, that's so I left him out because he was really good for three games.
That's why I tried to change the conversation for you guys. And instead of being upset about an individual grade on a victory week, you come out and you say, you know what? The Steelers just put up 34. I don't think Rodgers played his best game. He's got more in the tank. And the scheme looks pretty good. Right, we didn't even need a huge game from DK Metcalf, and we still put up 34 points, and Rodgers had four touchdowns. That's the conversation that you need to be having. So, yeah, but I get it. Yeah, there's a little scar tissue from you guys from the quarterback play, so be excited about things.
Well, I am excited, and it's not just because of the litany of guys who struggled here post-Ben. It's that I also felt like, Steve, he got horrible protection, and there was no run game to speak of. So the scheming on passing plays might have been good, but he was under duress because his left tackle couldn't block you or me, and they didn't have to worry about the run game at all because that was a non-factor. So that's why I give Aaron Rodgers higher marks in this game too. Do you disagree?
No, I agree with that. And that, look, there's always, I mean, even when I was at PFF, there's always context around everything, right? And so sometimes a performance, no matter which metric, PFF, QBR, passer rating, whatever you want, you add levels of context. Yeah, there was pressure. Yeah, Broderick Jones was really struggling to block. I don't know if the rest of the line wasn't awful, but you had that weakness, and obviously there were four sacks in there. So all of that context matters. First game with the new team. So all of that context matters. I'll also say context matters on the other side. I think the Jets might be real bad in the back seven other than Sauce Gardner. That matters too, and that's another place where data looks at this and says sometimes it's bad defense, and the quarterback gets all of the credit. They get all the stats, but maybe they don't deserve all the stats because the defense matters and the playmakers matter and the line matters. But, yeah, I would say Rodgers overcoming some of the pressure issues up front, I think, yeah, absolutely, that's a positive.
Steve, Tony, the defense rests. Yeah, I was going to say the good cop rests here. We don't have to go good cop, bad cop with Steve. Honestly, Steve, if I were PFF grading your ability to defend PFF's grades even after you've left the company and work somewhere else, it'd be like a 92 because we put the other guy just, man,
yeah.
John Costco. We had him
in glory.
We had him running in circles,
John,
Steve. He was chasing his tail.
Yeah.
You can't have John. He's going to be – he's a Browns fan, and he's going to be too –
Whoa.
You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that casts everything he said to us in a completely different light. You know, Hart, I've had to work to overcome the idea that my mom grew up in Cleveland. My God, it's been like the biggest cross to bear for me in this business, Steve.
John would be defending it over the top when I like to say context does matter, and especially in a small sample size, context matters. So, John,
Steve,
thank you.
We'll talk again next week. Goodbye.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.